is in all of these except for the lovers. And, you know, these are just now all the stages of love, or, you know, the kinds of...
Well, so you're actually selling these separately. I thought it was
yeah,
one
no,
big...
no, they're all separate
I love how they're... These are great.
We sent out an email about these being the perfect gay summer wedding gift.
That's gallery owner Craig Cusero walking me through his current show, A Collection of Paintings by Roger Shimomura. Cusero's gallery is located on 3rd Avenue in Pioneer Square. It's just across the street from a Union Gospel mission shelter, kitty-corner from the artist live-work building Toshiro Kaplan. Greg Cusero owns his gallery. He bought it 15 years ago. Before that, he operated out of a rented storefront still in the neighborhood. For Cusero, Pioneer Square is the heart of Seattle's visual arts community. He's run a business there for 30 years. I asked him what Pioneer Square was like when he first opened.
Scary. I was in a block on 2nd Avenue between James and Cherry, in which there were basically no other businesses besides the state liquor store and a very tawdry bar across the street called the 611.
Why did you choose this neighborhood?
Because the space I could get was inexpensive. I was renting 2,300 square feet for $360 a month, and I knew I could probably make that net each month.
Were there other galleries at that point down here?
Well, there were other galleries in Pioneer Square more properly. I was now on the outskirts. I was on the uptown end of it, being on the other side of James.
You're not in what I think of anymore as the center of the square.
Well, it's no longer the center of the square, but it is the center of the art world in Seattle because 3rd Avenue has now become that colonized street. And when I moved here, you know, there were dealers who said, oh, my God, don't move there. No one will ever come and visit you across from the Union Gospel Mission and stuff like that. I was able to buy this space and the space next door to it. So I own the whole ground floor of this condominium building, and then Foster White bought the building next to me, so we now are both equity positions here. You know, the scene just moves around down here and has shifted from, you know, the Occidental Mall, which I think was legitimately the heart of Pioneer Square and the art world for a long time. Now that's no longer so true, and I think the galleries that are over there are a little bit more outposts than we are over here, but we all, you know, we're all within walking distance, so it's not hard for the consumer to come to all of us at once.
How much of your business is actually people coming to you physically?
It's a big part of our business because we have to maintain an exhibition schedule. We have to do openings for these artists, so people coming here is still a big function of my business.
Over 30 years, this neighborhood has morphed and changed, and it is a little bit like a movable feast, as you were explaining. The nexus of art has sort of moved a little bit to the east, but I would assume, even though we still see the Union Gospel men's shelter across the street, other things are much pricier down here.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the square has undergone a terrific change in these 35 or so years, probably close to 40 years now, since its renaissance started. But, you know, the square still has its troubles. And the gentrification down here is the singular thing that will change that in a good way, with the North Lot opening and so many more housing units there. Long-term residents, permanent residents, working residents, people who live and work here, will cause change. You know, we will now be a voice worth listening to. I believe that the development on the North Lot will double the actual number of people who live permanently in Pioneer Square. That's an astounding figure because it makes you realize how few people have been able to find a way to live in these various buildings down here because most of them are not live spaces, they're workspaces.
Is that going to, do you think, impact your business having people here, or is it more the perception of what Pioneer Square is might draw more people here?
Well, I might hope that the North Lot alone will bring me a lot of business, but I don't think that's probably the case. But I think it does change the tenor of the square. It does change the political argument about the square. Hopefully there'll be more pushback as the city, you know, has tried to limit the number of social service agencies down here. That has come because of pushback from this neighborhood.
That's Pioneer Square gallery owner Greg Cusera. He's going to be celebrating 30 years in business next month with his show on October 3rd.